The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Daf petet. Today's daf has been dedicated by our dear friend, Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem yishmenu v'hayehu. May God give him beracha, blessing, hatzlacha, success, health and happiness. Peace of mind for him, his wife, his family, his children. And Be'ezat Hashem, may he enjoy prosperity and good things. Amen.
Today's daf is being studied by Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenichenu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Lirfu'a shelema le'a bat simha. She'overet nituach ayom. Enna refanada, enna refanada, enna refanada, refuat nefesh, refuat guf, refuat akraba lavo v'chen yirasom v'nomar. Amen. Today's daf is being studied lehatzlachat Yosef ben Simcha. We begin today's daf on Peche Amud Bet, and we start 7 lines from the bottom, starting with the words Sidicha get mizeh. We learned in the Mishnah that if a lady gets married, al pi ed echad, one witness comes along and says met baalich, and on account of that she goes and gets married, meaning bet din allows her to get married according to that testimony. So then we said the husband surfaced, so now she has to get divorced from both. She's a get from the original husband, obviously that's pashut because she was married to him, and she needs a get also from the second husband as well. So this is Bishlama Mirishon Tifri get. We understand why she needs to get from the first husband because it was a regular marriage. Ela Mishini Amai. What did she need to get from the second guy? Znut Be'almahu. It's just, it's Znut. It's not a marriage. She was married already. Between the second get is not understood why she needs it. Amar Avuna Gezera Shema Yimru Girish Ze Venasa Ze Venimset Eshit Ish Yotza Belo Get. The Gezerah is that we're concerned that the people are not going to know what the details of the situation was. They're going to think that what? That maybe she was divorced from the first wife, from the first husband, and then she went and married the second husband, but now she's leaving without a divorce. So say, look at this, Eshet Ish goes out without a get. So it's a Gezerah. The reason we have to give the second get. So if that's what it is, Diktani. We have the end of the Mishnah that says, Amrula, they told her, Met Baalech. Again, one witness came along and told the lady that her husband died, Vinit Kaddesha, and she went and made Kiddushin. Ve'acharkach, Baala, then her husband surfaced, Muteret Lachzor Lo, it's permissible for her to go back to the original husband. Hatam Named, Nema Gidez Zev, Kidez Zev, and Emset Eshet Ishotza, Beloget. Say the same thing. Before you let her go back, you should make her give a get to the second, get a get from the second husband, because the people are going to think that what? That she got a divorce from the first guy, made kiddushin to the second guy, and now she's going back without a get. But the neshet ish, the same gezerah that you made in the resha, why don't you make in the tsefa? Kibra says, le'odam ba'ya get. You're right. You need a get in the second case as well. It says, yache nimsa ze ma'zir girushato. Mishin Tarsa. But what's going to happen? You're going to have another problem. If you're going to say that you need a get, so you're going to have another Marit Ayin case. Because now the people are going to say that you're being Matir a Mahzir Girushato. Because what's happening in the Sefer case? She was married to the first guy. Ed came and said, Met Baalek. She went and made Kiddushin now to the second guy. So now you're going to say, you know what? Do a get because of the Marit Ayin. Now she's going to go back to the first guy. What are people going to say? Mahzir Girushato. And the law is Mahzir Girushato. Is asur, so you're going to run into that problem. So the Gemara said, "No, can it be Yosef ben Kefar?" If that's your problem, I can answer that. Because the Yosef ben Kefar says, "De Amar mina nisuin asura, mina erusin muteret." because he holds that mazik grushato is only asur from nisuin, which means if he got married to the second guy. But the sefer case of the mishnah is talking about kiddushin. So if that's your issue of mazik grushato problems, no problem. We can tell you we're following Rabbi Yosef ben Kifar, and if I can say give a get before she goes back to the original husband, I mazik grushato, no problem. Gemara says yeah, but still can't be hamid ketani sefer. But it says in the sefer afal pi שנתן לאחרון גט לא פסלה מן הכהונה. So the Mishnah says, in the case where, let's say, she made kiddushin to the second guy, even if, let's say, he ends up giving her a get, she's not going to become pasul from the kehuna. Which means she's a divorcee. She, let's say her husband, let's say, was a Kohen. We can take that case. Her original husband was a Kohen. So the Mishnah says, if in the event that she gets a get from this guy, don't worry. Since the get is really not necessary, because the husband really was alive, so the get is worthless. Therefore, she can go back to her husband that's a Kohen. She's not considered a divorcee. Michlal de lo ba'ya get. So you see over that she does not need a get at all. The ibaya get, because if she needed a get, even a rabbinical get, like we want to say now, that because of a marita ayin case, which would be a rabbinical get, amai lo paslam in the keuna. Why should she be pasul to the keuna? So ella must be that in the sefer you don't need a get at all. Because again, if you needed even a rabbinical marita ayin type of get, that's called like reyah get. Still, we would say what? She would be pasul to the keuna. From the Mishnah saying that if a get was given, she's not pasul to the keuna, so must be you don't need a get bichlal. So what's the difference between the Rishah and the Sefa? Ela Sefa Amre Kedushe Ta'utave. We're not worried about the Sefa case. That when she made a Kiddushin, when she got a Kiddushin to the second guy, you know what the people are going to say? You know what she doesn't need to get? It was a Kiddushe Ta'ut. It was a Kiddushin under a false premise, which means maybe let's say they made a Kiddushin on a certain condition, and the condition wasn't fulfilled, and that's why she's able to go out without a get. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Rishah Name Amre Nisue Ta'utavu. Which means, so say that when the husband died, and then she went and got married to the second guy, and now she goes, we say that she's a get from both. So what do we see? Why does she need a get from both? Because we said we have a marita ayin. That while we're worried that the first guy maybe gave her a divorce, and then she's getting married to the second guy, and then she's leaving him without a divorce. Why don't you say, people will say that, they'll say maybe the reason why there's no divorce in the second one, because it was on a ta'ut, it was made on a false premise, and the conditions weren't fulfilled. So the Gemara says, Kansuha Rabbanan. The Sefa, the reason why we say you need a get is it's a Knas, which means the rabbis penalized her. Why did the rabbis penalize her? Which, and we're not going to go to the Kula. We're going to be Mahmirana. They say she need a get. Why did we penalize her? We'll see. So the Gemara says, Sefa Name Liknisuha. Yeah, so the Sefa again, also, why don't you tell her we're going to penalize her because she went and got married to the second guy? Says, no, Resha de'avda isura kansua. In the Resha, you have to remember that even though she got married on one witness and Betin allowed her, but we said that she's taking a risk. Because when Betin allows her to do it, she's really supposed to be daikah minseba. And now she went and she actually made nisu'in. She actually consummated a marriage with the second guy. Then already when she made it isur, which is consummated in nisu'in, then we're going to say what? Require a get. Sefa de lo avra isura lo kansua rabbanan. But in the sefa she only made kiddushin, and therefore really was no isur yet. So therefore the rabbis were not konesa. So therefore there's a difference between the resha and the sefa. Rashi sefa third line the gabe kiddushin vaday kedega amar de lo ba'ya get. Udekashalach shema yumru gidese v'kidese lo atil marache ela amre bedenafka belo get kiddushin ta'utavu. It's the earlier Kavamina. To go on, Amirat Shani Kohen Imsa Yisrael. A Kiddushin Ta'ut case would be, for example, he got married on the condition the guy said that I'm a Kohen, he found out that he was a Yisrael. The Gemara says, Katsuara, but never lo tarein lekula. So that's the haluk between the Resha and the Sefa. The Resha is talking about Nisu'in. Nisu'in, she made an Isur, and we're worried about, we're going to go to Ahbir, that require a get. But she's going to discuss about what's only Kiddushin, she didn't make an Isur, so therefore, we're going to go to the Quran and say she does not need a get and not ketubah. So we said she loses ketubah from both. Well, not really both. Obviously, the hadush is from the first husband with the obligation of ketubah is there is no ketubah payment to all the other payments as well. Gemara says, "My tamah."
What is the reason? Takinu la rabbanan ketubah. What's the whole reason why the rabbis instituted ketubah? Kedei shelote kalabi anav lotziah. Because we don't want to make it easy for the husband to get rid of his wife. Because once he knows he has to make a ketubah payment, he's going to think twice before he gets rid of her. However, ha tehe kalabi anav lotziah. Here we want it to be easy for the husband to get rid of his wife because already isur was done. She went with another man, and so only with one witness. So therefore, by taking away the ketubah, it'll be easier incentive for the first husband to get rid of his wife, which is the halakha. These are all different type of payments that she also forfeits as a result of this case. Perot is the perot that he eats from her. Nechse milot. Mizonot is she loses mizonot, which means support, food, and things like that. And the balaot is a certain clothes that say she brings into the marriage over there, and she loses them as well. So the Gemara says, what's the reason for this? Tanai ketubah ketubah dame. Which is, all these items are usually written in the ketubah. They're linked to the ketubah. And therefore, since already we said that she loses her ketubah, so therefore she also is going to lose the benefits that the ketubah has. As she says, tanai ketubah mizonaichi. It's written in the ketubah that the husband commits to support her mizonot v'kesutaichi. That's clothes. Uperot she'achad name lo meshalem. Now, afalgav de en la ketubah. Now, even though we said that she doesn't get a ketubah, mishum de rabbanan kansuha, right? The rabbis penalized her. Mishum de ashkehan be'almana. Now, we did find there is a certain case by an almana that marries a kohen gadol, de yesh la perot she'achal. Which means there's certain cases that even though, let's say, there's an isu that's done, she does get ketubah, she does get the perot that he ate. Oh, it's tarikh lebemarachad emna. So that's why he had to go out of its way and say over that she doesn't get. Because we have some cases where isur was done, like I'm not going to gadol, where she does get these payments. So he had to go out of its way and say, in this case over here, we didn't want her to get, we let her get married, but she took the risk, like we said, because she should have been daikam and sevan. Therefore, she loses perot, she loses mezonot, and she loses balaot. Comes the Gemara continues.
Reimbursement of the perot that he ate.
Correct. Which really, it's her nechse milog. So therefore, she nechse milog has, but it should be reimbursed. Because really, if you're saying that the ketubah is taken away, so therefore, there's no perot as well. Because the whole let's explain. The whole reason why we give the husband perot is because he has a obligation to redeem her if she's taken into captivity. And therefore, as a perk, because he's going to redeem her, that's cost the money. So he said, you know what? You take perot because if she gets redeemed, we'll be saved. Now this case over here, what you're saying, you're taking away the ketubah. So in the ketubah it says that condition, that she gets into captivity, so you take away the ketubah, so therefore the chaura, that whole perot thing doesn't apply as well. Still the hadush is, he keeps the perot. Why? Because we want to kanas her. Comes the Gemara and says, natla mize umize. Let's say she took the ketubah. Let's say she took the ketubah payment, so the Gemara says she has to give it back. So says Gemara says pshita. What do you mean? Of course she has to give it back. We said that she forfeits a ketubah. Now, the teva kima de tapsa lo mafkina an mina kavash malan. I would have thought that maybe if she's tofes, meaning she actually will hold it, since from the Torah law it's coming to the ketubah. And if I would say, maybe if she's still facing it, now she has it, maybe ready, she'll have to give it back already. Kamash Vlano, even if she has it, she took possession of it, she still must return it. Doesn't matter. Comes again when I continues. Havalad Mamzer. Okay, now we have to discuss. We said in the Mishnah that the children from both marriages are going to be Mamzerim. So we can understand in the second marriage why it's Mamzerim, because now she's Eshet'i, she was really married because the husband was still alive, she went with another guy, and they would have become Mamzerim. The Hadush is that even the first marriage, not the old children, that if the husband takes her back, so those children that are going to be born afterwards are going to be considered Mamzerim. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara is going to go on a tangent outside of our Mishnah, discussing some laws on Terumah, and it's going to go back to relate it to our Mishnah. So it says, Tanatam, we learned the Masechet, Terumah, En Tormin Minatameh Ala Tahor. Now we have a law, you have to take Terumah. So there's a law that says, En Tormin Minatameh, you're not allowed to take Terumah, let's say you have a pile of produce that's Tameh, okay? And you have a pile that's Tahor. You're not allowed to take from the Tameh
for the tahor, which means you need to cover the, you want to cover both piles, okay? So you cannot say, I'm going to take from the tamesta and give it to the kohen, and this tamesta will cover my, terumah pile as well. Now just keep in mind, there is a value of terumah teme'ah for the kohen, although he can't eat it, he can use it as fuel, to, you know, for his cooking and things like that. So Gemara says, en tormim minatameh, Rashi says Meshum Efsed Kohen, because bottom line the Kohen does lose out. He doesn't have all the benefits that we normally have when you're giving him Terumah Teorah. V'im Taram B'Shogeg, if he did, let's say by mistake, Terumato Terumah, it counts, it works. B'Mezid Lo Asav V'Lo Kedum, if he did it B'Mezid, it's nothing. Now my Lo Asav V'Lo Kedum, so what does it mean? Lo Asav V'Lo Kedum, what does it mean? He did nothing. So Mevim Machlok on this. Amar Efrada Lo Asav V'Lo Kedum Kol Ikar Da'afilu Ahi Giriva Hadar Letible. Efrada says you did nothing, which is even that piece that you separated for terumah is also not considered terumah. Which is not only didn't you fix the pile that was tahor, but even that little piece of tameh terumah, it's not called terumah either, and that goes back to become tebel as well. Rabbi Natan Rabbi Yoshi Aman Lo Asav Lo Kedum Litaker Et Hashinai Aval Terumah Haveh. He's Rabbi Natan says no. You didn't fix the pile of terumah, but the item itself that you separated is going to be terumah, which is the Kohen can use it as terumah. Doesn't have to take terumah on that item. So the machlok is how far when you guy did it b'mezid, how far do you say when it says Lo Asav Lo Kedum? Rav Chazda goes to the extreme. Lo Asav Lo Kedum, you did nothing. You didn't fix the pie. You didn't even fix the little piece that you separate. It's considered table on both sides. Mashiach and according to the Binatan, he says, no, you didn't fix the pile, I agree, but the actual item that you separate is considered nitram. And she says, et ashirayim, et hatahor, sheze haya ose oto shirayim. Shirayim is a leftover, because the tahor pile is considered the leftovers that you were trying to fix. Aval, terumah haveh. Which is, but terumah it is, v'kidsha, v'yachzor v'yitrom min ha-tahor. Which is, you have to take terumah from the tahor pile to kosher that up. But the terumah itself that you took is considered terumah, the Kohen can use it. Comes the Gemara and says, Rav Chazda lo amar k'Rabbi Natan b'Rosh Haya. Why didn't Rav Chazda say like Rabbi Natan b'Rosh Haya? Di amar tavi terumah zimnin defasha velo mafrish. Right, we're concerned. Because if you're going to tell the guy that this item that you took was terumah, you know what the guy's going to say? You know what? I took my terumah already. Therefore, I'm covered. He's not going to take another terumah for the pile. You have to remember, we're talking about a guy who's mezid over here. He wasn't supposed to do it in the first place. So you're talking about a guy that's has a tendency to make yisur because he did it already be mezid. Now you're going to tell me, you know what? The terumah that you took counts. So it counts. I'm not taking another terumah. Let that count for my tahor pile. So where the guy's going to be a posher? She says dilma pasha velo adar mafrich min tahor. Right? He's not going to do it again. Kaman parich kevandem deoraita terumahi. The Gemara's question is going to get to is, since Marwa Minat Torah, that terumah is tahor. We're going to learn from Pesukim that you're allowed to take from the bad product to cover up, to kosher up the good product. And therefore, Minat Torah, this tameh terumah is terumah. Midiktani b'shogeg terumato terumah. You even see from the case, if you did it b'shogeg, we said the terumah is terumah. So the question is, heki mafkin anem mikidushetam mishum dilma pasha. How did the rabbis have the ability to say something that's terumah min Torah, to take away the kiddushah of terumah because of a gezerah that he might become a poshea? That's going to really be the end question after all these cases. How do the rabbis have the ability to uproot a law from the Torah? For example, that this case where we're saying it's terumah, to come along and say no, because we may be worried that he's going to be poshea, so therefore we're going to say that it's not terumah. That's the Gemara's end game. But in the interim, we have to ask some questions. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chazda, you're telling me in this case over here where the guy's been mezid, that he did such a thing with the terumah, nothing is terumah. Not the tahor pile, you didn't cover up kosher, and you didn't kosher up the actual piece itself because of dilma pasha. So they ask the question, why is it different than what we know to the Mishnah? I did not torem kishot. Kishot, let's say, is cucumbers. Okay, v'nimset mara. And after you separated them, you find it out that these cucumbers over here that you separated for the terumah were bitter, right? They're unedible. Abatiyah, let's say you separated abatiyah, the watermelons, v'nimset tzaruah, and it came out, it was spoiled. So Rashi says, v'nimset mara, shogegu, we're talking about a case of where it was b'shogeg, midiktari nimset, where it was found to be. Mechlat mikara, no avayada, which means he didn't know in the beginning, and really it's not beneficial to the Kohen to have this bitter stuff, he can't eat it. So it says, v'nimset tzaruah, terumah, which means it's considered terumah, the yazod, the yitrom. And he just has to take terumah again. But the terumah that he took, meaning the actual separation, is considered terumah. So the Gemara is asking, what do you mean? Quote Rav Hasda, you're telling me when you take terumah, it's nothing. And now you tell me when a guy takes terumah on the bitter, you tell me terumah is terumah. So the Gemara says, wait, shogeg amezid karamit? So he asked me a question on the case of shogeg? Which is our case was talking about where he did it, b'mezid. This case is over here, shogeg. So it was a shogeg lo avad isura. The guy shogeg, he didn't make isur. It was a mistake. So therefore, we're not going to say that his terumah is not a terumah. However, mezid ka'avad isura. But the mezid, the guy made a isur. He shouldn't have done it in the first place. So the Gemara says, v'rame shogeg as shogeg. Which means if you want to ask a question, it's a question from a shogeg case to a shogeg case. Well, what's the question? Hachaketani b'shogeg terumato terumah. Right? In our case, what we say, by the case of the tebe'ah to the teorah, we said if you did it b'shogeg, the terumah is considered a terumah. Hatam ketani. But over there, by the case of the kishot, by the case of the bitter cucumbers, what do we say? Terumato v'yazor v'yitrom. Ah, over there we say that it's considered terumah when you have to retake terumah on the cucumbers. Oh, so what's the difference? In our case of shogeg teme'ah and tehorah, if you did a shogeg, everything's fine. You kosher up the tahor stuff, the terumah they gave to the grain is good. Everything is good. Oh, in this case of the cucumber case, you did it b'shogeg, like we're learning, and still what do we say? Okay. That what you took is terumah, but you got to go back and do it again. So the Gemara says, hatam shogeg karov lemezid. In that case of the cucumbers, yeah, although it's a shogeg, but it's close to a mezid. Why is it close to a mezid? You should have tasted it first. Okay, and then Mefashi, well, that's the question. How can you taste it first? Right. I mean, guys are non-Kohen. How can you taste it? It's a table. How are you able to taste it first? So they want to say that on the cucumber itself, that was bitter, you could have made a tirumah on that yourself, which means you could have taken, let's say, split the cucumber in half, right? Say this piece over here is tirumah for this little piece over here. Now you're able to taste it. If it's bitter, okay, so therefore you took bitter for bitter, bitter on bitter, it would be okay. If it's good, so therefore you give that to the other cucumber to the Kohen. So therefore there would be a way for you to test it technically before you give it. So since you didn't test it, so you're a shogeg. No, you are a shogeg, but it's kind of the mezid. So we give you halfway. The turumah that you took is turumah, but you got to do over the cucumbers. But shaken in the case of the teme'ah, the teorah, the guy was a total shogeg. What do you want the guy to do about a teme'ah? It's teme'ah, it's nothing. He just made a mistake. Also, in that case over there, we say turumah, to turumah, and it's fine. Come to Gavran says, v'rame mezid, a mezid. You want to ask another question? You can ask a question from a mezid case to the mezid case. Hacha ketani b'mezid lo asa kedum. We said about the case of teme'at teora, you did nothing. Quote Rav Hasda, let's say, you did really nothing. The terumah is not a terumah, you have to redo the teora. Hatam tenan, but we learned in another case, hatorem mishen nakub al nakuv terumah v'yazor v'yitrom, which means in the case of it, we have a law like this. We have an asis shenakuv and an asis she'enu nakuv. What's asis? Asis is a flower pot, which is from the Torah law. You only have to give, let's say, terumot on something that grows from the ground and it's connected to the ground. So that would be, let's say, an atzitz nakuv. That's a hole on the bottom of the flower pot. It's attached to the ground. So the stuff that goes from this is considered chayuv deoraita. Mashiach and atzitz she'enu nakuv. So it doesn't have a hole on the bottom. Therefore, it's only chayuv midrabanan. So the Gemara's case is like this: hatorem mishen nakuv. You took on rabbinical stuff she'en nakuv al nakuv for the deoraita stuff. Okay, so it says terumah. Whatever you took is considered terumah. However, the yazor, the yitrom, you got to do the terumah over again. Oh, so why? This guy's mezid. He shouldn't have done it. He's not supposed to take from the rabbanan stuff to cover the oraita stuff. Oh, so why in this case of it do you say at least his terumah is a terumah? Mashiach, in the case of the tamet or taor, you said even what he took is nothing. Mm-hmm. Both cases are mezid. He did wrong in both cases. He shouldn't have taken from the tameh to the tahor. In that case, you wipe him out on everything. You say, lo asav edo kilum. In this case, he also shouldn't have done it. He shouldn't have taken from the drabanan for the deoraita. But at least you say what he took is considered terumah. Why not? Why don't you penalize him and say it's nothing? So Gemara says, betre mane tzayit. In two vessels, the guy's going to listen. Behad mana lo tzayit. But in one vessel, he's not going to listen. What does that mean? Rashi. Betre mane tzayit. Kedomar. Hatam kevan de betre mane, which is over there, you have two flower pots. We have two plants, one in the nakuv, one in the end nakuv. So therefore, ki amarte hadar trom miidach. When you're going to tell the guy again, listen, you got to take teruma from the other pot. Tzayit, he'll listen to you. Veleka lemigzad dilma pasha. We're not going to worry that it's going to be a posha and say, well, since they let me give this teruma, you tell me teruma to teruma, I'm off the, I don't got to cover the other pot. Because when it's two different pots, the guy can understand, listen, this covered this, and I'll give another one from over there. Aval mitame al ta'od tarvayu behad mana. Rabu be'asis nakub, which means, in the case of tameh and ta'od, they both grew. Rabu is, they both grew in the asis nakub. They're both coming from the same pot. It's just that this product became tameh, this product became ta'od. Ki amart le ten zu ve'azor be'fresh sha'ari. Give this as teruma, you gotta give another teruma. Eno shomei alan, he's not gonna listen to us. Ve'noter et teme'a le'kohen, u'mutav ta'azor zu le'tibla v'yiten teura le'kohen. We'd rather say, you know what, make this teruma that you took tevel, in order that he'll give again teruma to the kohen. So I review the answer. Bottom line, the Gemara is saying, when you have a case of two pots, one is asitz nakuv, one is eno nakuv, so the guy messed up, he went and he took on the drabanah for the oraita. You know what we tell the guy? What you took is teruma. Oh, why don't you say, well, once you're going to ready, tell him that's teruma, he's going to come, I'm covered. He's going to say, I'm off the hook. He's not going to say that. You know why? Because there's two different pots over here. So the guy's going to say, you know what? I discovered this pot over here, and whatever grew in the other pot, I'm still obligated. So we're not worried that he's going to become a posheya and think he covered his obligation. But she'ekin, in the case of tameh and tahor stuff, it all grew from the same pot. Just some of the stuff got tameh, some of the stuff got tahor. So if you let the guy and tell me, oh, the turumah that he gave us turumah, he's going to say, you know what, I'm covered, I'm off the hook. If the rabbi says, you know what, better to say it's tevel, and now he knows that he didn't do anything, now he's going to be forced to give for the tahor stuff. So that's the difference between the two cases of mezid. So comes the Gemara and says, Ulrav Natan, Rabbi Hoshaya, according to Rav Natan, Rabbi Hoshaya, the Amar, lo asa velo kelum, letaken shirayim, which is Rabbi Natan learned, when he said lo asa velo kelum, means he just didn't fix the leftovers, which is you have to give the terumah for the tahor stuff. Aval terumah aveh, right? But terumah itself, what you gave to the kohen, is maishena mehaditna. So why is it different from that? What we learned in the Mishnah, min hanakuv al she'eno nakuv, which means this case is the reverse case. You gave on the deoraita stuff in order to cover the derabanan stuff. Right, you have two pots. You have a nakuv pot, which is the oraita. You have an eno nakuv, which is the rabbanan. You took from the nakuv product in order to put the eno nakuv product, the rabbanan pot. So what does it say? Teruma to teruma, which is whatever he took is going to be considered teruma velo tochal ad sheyotzi alea teruma u'maaser b'makom acher. But what? He's going to have to take another teruma and maaser from a different place. Rashi. Top line, my shena mehaditnan lo tochal la kohen, which means the kohen that you gave this teruma to, which you gave him from a deoraita to cover a drabanan. So we tell that kohen, don't eat ad sheyiten al se'azu teruma u'maaser u'makom acher, which means whatever we gave him, that stuff is considered teruma, but he's got to take teruma on it. The mahaskina ne betebel gamur. We treat it as if we got tevel gamur. Why? Rashi vekan kemochen lo haya liten lekohen shema yisrof tevel tameh ve'asur lehadiko kedemucha beperek b'mim badikin. Which means we have a law that says over here you're not allowed to give a kohen tevel that is tameh. Why? Because he might burn it. That she says, "Lo haya liten kohen shema yisrof tebel tameh ve'asur hadiko." So let's review. What's the question? The Gemara is asking, according to Rabbi Natan, you had a case. What was your case? The guy went and gave from the Tameh stuff to cover the Tahor stuff. So what'd you say? The Tameh stuff that you give the Kohen is considered Terumah. Regular Terumah, no problem. You have to do it again on the Tahor stuff. But what you gave is good. So Gemara says, why is it different than a case where you have, let's say, two pots? You have a Hatzitz Nakuv and you have a Hatzitz She'en Nakuv. The Hatzitz Nakuv is Hayav Deoraita, and the Hatzitz She'en Nakuv is Hayav Medabaran. So to cover the Rabbanan stuff, you took from the Nakuv and you gave it to the Kohen. And what's the deen? It says Trumato Truma, which is the Truma that you gave is considered Truma Medrabanan, right? To cover the Rabbanan stuff, Velo Tachil. But the Kohanim cannot eat it. Achi Yotzi Ale Truma Maaser Mimakom Achel Kosmina Torah. On this stuff that he's eating is not considered hal teruma, because since you were poteret, since you separated for patur stuff, so therefore you didn't poteret for the deoraita stuff. This atzitz nakuv, really you only used it for rabbinical. So therefore it's only rabbinical teruma. Minat Torah teruma was not taken from this piece. So when you give it to the Kohen, what's the deen? The deen is he has to take teruma on it. Also, the question is, why don't you say the same thing when you took from the Tameh on the Tahor? Which means that maybe I'll tell you that the Kohen cannot benefit from this Tameh stuff, because maybe this Terumah is considered Terumah, maybe Terumah is considered Tevel. Maybe it's considered Terumah. So just like you're telling him that when he gets Terumah Midrabanan, he has to redo it. So say the same thing about Terumah Tameah. Maybe I'll tell you Terumah Tameah is worthless, and then when he gets it, he has to retake.
Can't burn.
Right, you can't burn it because it's Tevel, and therefore maybe he has to redo it. So the Gemara says, there's a big difference. Shani Hacha, the Midoraita Terumah Mi'al Yatai. The difference is, Terumah Tameah is Midoraita Terumah, which means it is valid. How do you know it's valid? Can there be al-ay? That might be al-ay. How do you know if a person takes, let's say, from the bad product to cover the good product, that the Terumah is considered a Terumah? L'chdiv. Velo tesu alav het. Do not make a sin. Barimechem et chelbo mimenu. Which is when you take the terumah, do not make a sin. So the Gemara says, ve'im en kadosh nisiat het lama. Which means we're talking about a guy separating terumah in this pasuk, and it's talking about a guy, and the Torah's warning him. Listen, when you take out the terumah, don't make a sin. What's the sin going to be? Do not take from the bad stuff and give it to the Kohen to cover up the good stuff. Don't do it. Don't make a sin. So the Gemara says, "V'im en kadosh." If you tell me that the terumah is not kadosh, so what's the sin over here? Which means, if you tell me you did nothing, so you didn't do a sin. Which means, Ela must be what? Mikan the Torah min ara'a la yafa she terumato terumah. Which is, must be the Torah is telling us that don't make a sin. What's your sin going to be? Because you're really going to give the Kohen inferior stuff that the guy really can't do too much with it. Now, if it wasn't kadosh, what sin you doing? Did you just say you did nothing? And the sin is over here that you're really not benefiting the Kohen in the ultimate way. But what do you see over here? It counts. So just like taking from the bad to cover the good counts, taking from the tameh to cover the tahor also counts. Also, that already takes away our question. Our question is, how could you give it to Kohen? Maybe the Kohen has to take terumah again? No. There, the terumah that you took is considered a terumah. Mashiachim, when you go from the deoraita to cover the rabbanan, this terumah is considered terumah de rabbanan. He has to take a terumah. If he wants to eat it, he has to take a terumah midoraita. So the cases are different. Look at Rashi. Shani acha betameh betahor. In the case of the tameh, the midoraita terumah me'el yai. Aval min anakuv al she'eru nakuv hava le me'ahiyuv al aptur. Over there, you're taking from something that's hayav and you're covering something that is patur. V'kevan da patur ka mefarish, that she says, since you're taking the terumah for the patur stuff, lo hayil ale shem terumah. It's not considered terumah deoraita on the stuff that you took. Hilkach tebelu v'asur af lekohen. So it's asur even to the kohen. V'rabbananu de gazu lemidbar lekohen. Now, why do you have to give it to the kohen at all then? If it's tebel, if the terumah is not hal, why do you give it to the kohen? The rabbi told you to give it to the kohen. Or the kada ale shem terumah. Since you already called it shem terumah, so you got to give it to the kohen. The Yisrael zeh shenotna sarich lafish aleha terumah ma'aser, which means don't think the Yisrael didn't cover his obligation on this part over here. Ve'en sarich lazor lafish mema she'en nakuv. on the stuff that's in the kuf, he's covered. Because bottom line, he took on the Doraita. He took for the Doraita for the Rabbanan. But on the Enna Kuf stuff, that's where he took from. The Enna Kuf is the Doraita stuff. The Trumat Dileh, she's the Enna Kuf is the Rabbanan stuff. She's the other part is covered. He had two parts, right? He had a Nakuf and he had an Enna Kuf. He took from the Nakuf for the Enna Nakuf, right? So the Enna Kuf he covered already. He just had to take another Trumah for the Nakuf stuff. Right? She ain't nakuf the Trumah Dileh mid Rabbanani. Va Afrish Aleh. We said above that if you did the opposite, if let's say you took from the in nakuf, that's from the drabanan, right? To cover the oraita ala nakuf, that means et trumai. So we said that case trumai mutala kohen David em na patula hayuf, because there over there you're taking for the hayuf stuff. So this item has a din of hayuf, and therefore ilka kafagav da afrish ade lo miftar be'ak truma velo hayil shem truma afilu agi lo amin lo tochal da lo ekpat lan iakal lakuim betebel din alei adin tebel betruma, which means like this: in a case where you took, let's say, from the deoraita stuff, in order to, no, you took from the drabanan stuff to cover the deoraita stuff. So in that case over here, Mimanafshach, that she says, either we're going to consider it teruma, and therefore the Quran can eat it, or you consider it tevil, so it's tam regular fruit, and we'll let the Quran eat it as well, which is what she's saying over here, that in this case, get the point, she's pointing, mainly is like this: in this case, when you're taking from the ptur to cover the hayuv, the case of it was you took from the nakuv. Nakuf is Hayav stuff. And you took it ready to cover the Eno Nakuf. So in this case over here, when you give it to the Kohen is going to have to take another Teruman Master, because you're taking it really for the Rabbanan. With the Oraita, it's not considered a Teruman. He wants to eat it, he's got to do it again. So the Gemara's question was, why is that difference when you give the guy the Tameh stuff? And so when you give the guy the Tameh stuff, that count, that's the Oraita. Therefore the Kohen got to do nothing to it. Because Minat Torah, Terumah Teme'ah is considered Terumah. Then we have a pasuk that says that you took from the Ra'ah to cover the Tovah. Yeah. So the pasuk said you committed a sin, but it's Kadosh. So what was the sin? Because you gave the Kohen something that he cannot use the, have the most benefit from. Wait, so the Gemara comes along and says, Amal Rav Chasda, Ledidakta Amadu Asavedo Kedum Kol Ikar, which is a quote to Rav Chasda that said, he did nothing. That what even the item that you separated is considered nothing when you took from the Teme'ah to the Teorah. Right? Because you're worried that the guy's going to be Poshah, which means if you're going to say that it's Terumah to Terumah, the guy might say, I'm covered already. If I don't have to take it again. Velo mafish mi'ika midi deoraita avi terumah umishub dema pasha afkur abbanan nahudin, which means the Gemara has a question now. But deoraita is terumah. Now you just put me for pesukim. Deoraita is considered terumah. Can the rabbis uproot terumah because of a gezerah, shema, yifsha? Deoraita is terumah. Can the rabbis say it's not terumah? Can the rabbis uproot? V'chi betin matin lakod avam na Torah? The rabbis have the ability to uproot something from the Torah. Amar le ve'ato tismera. Well, you don't hold like that. And if Hazak comes back and says, well, you don't hold like that. Ve'atenan avadad memzer umizeh. Back to our Mishnah. We said that what? That in the case over there, when she got married, api edihad, when she went with another guy, and then the husband surfaced, we said that both sides are memzerim. Now, bishlam amishini memzer. Fine. I understand why there's a memzer from the second guy, because bottom line, she was an eshet ish, she went with another guy. The children of memzerim, elam mirishon amai. Why is it Mamzer from the first guy? Ishtohi. But bottom line, it's his wife. V'Yisrael me'alyahu. And he's considered a regular Yisrael, the child that's born. V'kasharina nebe Mamzer. But what are you doing by calling him a Mamzer? You're now allowing him to marry a Mamzeret. So you see the rabbis are coming along and they're uprooting a law from the Torah. Because they're allowing a Yisrael to marry a Mamzeret. By them calling him a Mamzer, what are they really doing? A Mamzer, who's a Mamzer marry? A Mamzeret. Is it that uprooting something from the Torah? Because Minat Torah is the kid of Mamzer?
Nope.
How can a kid be Mamzer? It's his wife. Even if a person goes with his wife, Isur, it's still his wife. They cannot make Mamzerim from his wife. It's a marriage there. And therefore the rabbis come along and say, what? Mamzer. Mamzer, Mamzer. Also the rabbis are being okay with the Bamin HaTorah. So therefore, Rav Chasdan is coming along and say, don't ask on me. You're saying, how did the rabbis take Terumah? Come along and say, it's not Terumah. They're uprooting a law from the Torah. But you didn't see it in the Mishnah, they did it. By calling the kid from the first marriage a Mamzer, which they're really saying is, even though he's Yisrael Gavur, he can marry a Mamzer. It's also considered okay. The Bamin HaTorah. So Gemara comes along and says, Ale Hachi Amar Shmuel. Asur bebamzeret, which means even though we're calling him mamzer, don't think we're going to let him marry a mamzeret. It's really asur bebamzeret. V'chein ki ata ravin amar b'yohanan asur bebamzeret. Also, then the question is if he's really asur bebamzeret, v'amai kari lemamzer. So what does it mean? He's a mamzer leosro bebat Yisrael. Which is really, he's a suit to marry a Bat Yisrael. So we're being mahmir, meaning the rabbis weren't okay davar min haTorah. They put a fence, they put a gezerah on the guy, which means we're going to call you a mamzer. Not that we allow you to marry a mamzer. You can't marry a mamzer. That's not okay davar min haTorah. So what does he mean? He's a mamzer. We're not going to let him marry a Bat Yisrael. Rav Chisda, the Rabbi Yad Rav Acha. So Rav Chisda sent to Rabba through Rav Acha bar Rav Huna. The end betim atin nakod the Bamin Torah. Why you tell me the betim doesn't have the ability to uproot something from the Torah? That Tanya we learned in a Beraita. Me'ematay Adam Yoresh et Ishto Ketana. From what age or from what period I should say does a husband inherit his wife who is a Ketana, which means let's say he married her when she was a Ketana, the Kiddushin was the Rabbanan, let's say her father was not alive, and therefore her mother or her brother married her off. So we know the Kiddushin is only Kiddushin with the Rabbanan. So the Gemara was saying, a Kiddushin like that, at what point, if she dies, does the husband become a Ra'ui to be Yoresh? So comes Gemara and says, Bet Shammai Omrim, Bet Shammai says, Mishita'amod Bekomata. Rashi, what does it mean, Mishita'amod Bekomata? Well, let's read Rashi before that. Et Ishto Ketana, Im Meta Velo Amrinan Shema Atida Haita Lima'in. Which means, I'm going to say that if she died, and I'm not going to say that what? Well, maybe she ultimately was going to make a refusal, because she can make a refusal. V'shtakach delav ishto havai. Right? Then we say retroactively, really, it's possible this girl might not have been his wife, and then maybe he's not Yoresh. So he says, no, there is a case where you have a ketana, that was a yetomah, got married, that can be Yoresh. That's she. Kibishita'amod bekomata, kishitagia lepirka. B'shanim, when she reaches the age of maturity, meaning the years, let's say 12 years old, ubahavaat se'ar, and she also has the hairs, which means she has the sides. Ubetadel omrim, mishtekanes lechupa. But this says, no, you're not yoresh, the ketana, until she reaches chupa. She's kedushin is not enough. She has to consummate it with the chupa. Rabbi Eliezer omer mishtebael. Rabbi Eliezer says, until they have bi'ah. The Yorsha, and they all agree, once that stage is met, each one according to their respective opinion, Yorsha, he inherits her, umetamela, if he's a Kohen, he's able to metame, it's considered his wife, that he can be metamefar, ve'ochel begino teruma, and she can eat on his account if he's a Kohen, at that point already, teruma. So Gemara says, Bet Shammai omrim, mishtamot mekomata, Bet Shammai says, that when these three laws kick in, Yerusha and Tum'ah and eating Terumah, when already she reaches the age of maturity. So Gemara says, Afagab de lo nechnesa lechupa? What do you mean? Even if they'll say they didn't consummate it with a chupa, just at the stage of Kiddushin? Can't be. Because we know that in all these cases over here, they do not start Kiddushin. They can only work from Nisuin. So how could the Bet Shammai just say, now once she reaches the age, it's okay. What do you mean? Even if it's only Kiddushin? He goes, you're right. He says you need both things. Emma mishita'amod bekomata v'tekanes lechupa. You need both. She has to reach the age and she has to have a chupa. That she says, v'afagav t'lo nechnesa lechupa, v'akamalan afilu begedola, even let's say by a gedola they got married, ishto arusa, but she's only arusa, lo oner, v'lo metameh, La meta in Yerusha, there's no Yerusha as well. So even by a gedolah that gets married and there's no chuppah, she doesn't qualify. So there's no question that a ketanah, if there's no chuppah, she's not going to qualify. So Beit Shammai says, you're right, you need two things. You need, she has to reach the years, and also she has to have the chuppah for these things to kick in. So Kazi Gemaran says, V'achi ka'amra le Beit Shammai lebetila. And this is what Beit Shammai meant when he said that she needs years. The ka'amritu mishitikanes lechuppah, that which you said Beit Shammai, that's just enough that once already she entered chuppah, i'amda bikumata mehanya la chuppah. I hold that only if she has years, then the chuppah means something. V'ilo, lo mehanya la chuppah. But if she didn't reach the years, the chuppah is not going to be valid anyway. You need both. Rabbi Eliezer says she tabayim. Rabbi Eliezer says has to be until she commits. She had a bi'ah. V'amar Rabbi Eliezer in ma'aseh ketana klum. What do you mean? Rabbi Eliezer also the ma'aseh v'ketana, the bi'ah v'ketana is nothing. I cannot afford of these three things. So it's an emma mishetagdil v'tibayin. Okay, so he also holds. Just to become a gedolah, would it be, and then already, it's okay. Okay, katani mihad. But let's go back to our question. We have a partial quotation from the Braita that according to Beit Hillel, we said, wa mishetakanes techupa. Right? Even though she is a ketana. Where's going to Beit Hillel shita? She's a ketana. Now we have a rule. Yorsha ve'ahachad midoraita abu yaritla. Midoraita, who's really Yoresh, a ketana? The father. Okay, the father's not around in this place. So who's the next in line? The father's the heirs. Which means it doesn't go to the husband. Umidrabanan yaritla ba'al. So must be that the rabbis are saying, what, we're taking her away from the father's relatives, when she's a ketana, giving it to the husband. So what do you see? The rabbis were okir davar min haTorah. Yerusha is a Torah law. Min haTorah, who gets this Yerusha to ketana? The father and his relatives. But here it's saying, what, once you're ready, you make chuppah, give it to the husband. So you see what? The rabbis were okir davar Shabbat Torah. So Mazda says, don't be so shocked when I told you that the rabbis didn't say took away teruma over here. The rabbis have the power. So Gemara says, no. Hefker bedin haya hefker. This is a different item over here. They're not okay davar min haTorah. This is a monetary situation. The rabbis have the ability to make things hefker, which means, you're right, min haTorah will say the money went to the father's relative. Fine, right? But the rabbis have the ability to come along and say that that money over there is ownerless, and then we can give it to whoever we want. It means they're not subverting the law from the Torah. The Torah says that the money goes to the father, but they have a right, like eminent domain type of thing. They can come along and say, based on their rights, to say ifkir, it's ownerless, then we can give it to whoever we want. How do you know the rabbis have a power to, let's say, when it comes to monetary things, to make things ifkir and take it from one person and give it to another person? Shnei emar, kol asher lo yavo l'shlushta yamim ba'asat asarim v'azikinim yachoram kol lechusho v'hu yavdebadeh mekahal ha'golal. As a sofer, when the people were coming back to build the Beit HaMikdash, he came along and said, anybody that doesn't show up in 3 days, all his property is going to be confiscated. So you see what? Achim have the power to make confiscation of property. Rabbi Elazar omer ma'akar. Rabbi Elazar says from a different proof. When the Jewish people entered Eretz Israel, Yeshua ben Nun and Elazar HaKohen divided the land up amongst the people. And it says, who divided the land? It says, Rashe ha'avot lematot. The heads of the fathers of the tribes. So the Gemara says, "V'chimanyan rashim etzel avot." What does this mean over here? The heads and the fathers. Just say rashim matot. What are you saying? Avot matot. Fathers usually are families. Heads are of tribes. But here it says both things. It says rashim rashim avot. So the Gemara says, "Ela lomar lecha ma avot menchinim b'nehem kol ma shirtzu." Just like fathers are able to bequeath their children whatever they want, afrashim menchinim et ha'am kol ma shirtzu. So to the leaders are able to bequeath the people whatever they want, which means in the land of Eretz Yisrael, everybody gets a chelek, right? But it was up to the hakamim to decide which chelek we're going to give to who. So therefore you see what? It's like hefker b'din hefker. They're able to take from this guy and give it to that guy. Just like the fathers do whatever they want with their money to give to their children. So to rashe ha'avot. The rashim, the leaders, the hachamim have a din like the avot. They can do whatever they want. So the rabbis ask, what do you need two pesukim for? to prove the same point. Says the first pasuk just shows that Asofer made Efker Betin Efker. You see, he's able to make it ownerless, but we don't see that he took it from one person and gave it to another person. From the second pasuk, you see that not only did he have the power to make Efker Betin Efker, but they could take from one the property was rightfully to one person, and you see Yeshua Benun gave it to somebody else. You see, it's two directions. They could take it from one and give it to the other. So what do you see over Hefker Bedin? So that's a different law. That's not Oker Davar Min HaTorah. That's the law of Hefker Bedin Hefker. So comes the Gemara and comes along and says, okay, so we're back to the question. How do you know that the Achim have ability to Oker Davar Min HaTorah? So it says like this. Umetamela. Oh, you know where we learn it from? From the Din of Tum'ah. Which means we said if there's just a chuppah, she's still a ketana, the husband's a kohen, she dies, he's able to he is able to metamefa. Which is when a Torah, really, let's say she's a bat kohen. Okay? So her father would be allowed to be metameh, because the father, even if he's a queen, he's allowed to be metameh to his daughter. However, which means over here, really, this law, it's really not his wife medeoraita. So therefore, the rabbis are coming on to be oker a law from the Torah. They were allowing this man who's a Kohen to mitameh himself on the wife that's only a wife of the Rabbanan. So they're oker the law of Tumah and the Torah. Kabbalah says, no, mishum da'av yala mit mitzvah. You know what the case was talking about over here? She's a mit mitzvah. What is a mit mitzvah? She has nobody that's going to bury her. So therefore, mit mitzvah, the law is that a Kohen is allowed to bury a mit mitzvah. So Kabbalah says, what do you mean it's a mit mitzvah? What kind of mit mitzvah is this over here? Umi avi mit mitzvah? Is this case a mit mitzvah? Batanya, ezu mit mitzvah, kol she'en la kovrim. Which is if there's nobody to bury her at all. However, kore v'ahirim onim oto, ain't a mit mitzvah. But if you call out and other people are around to bury her, that's not a mit mitzvah. Hakadame, kevan delo yarte la. So the last question is, why is it considered a mit mitzvah? Which means maybe let's say she doesn't have family, but you have other people in the town. He doesn't have to. He could just call out and say, "Rabotai, we have somebody to be buried over here," and don't go bury her. Which is why is it considered a mit mitzvah? So the Gemara says no. Kevan delo yartila kariya velo anula. Oh, what's going to happen? Since they're not inheriting her, when they call out, they're not going to do anything. Which means, who's going to get involved over here? Someone has any monetary. So therefore, the husband's going to call out, Rabotai, we have a mit mitzvah, please somebody come bury. I'm going to get involved now, it's going to cost me money. I got to spend my time, take off for work, and go bury the lady. I have nothing to bury if I'm not an inheritor. So therefore, this lady really is considered a mit mitzvah. So you have no proof from there. Because I'll tell you, you're not okay if I'm not Torah. We're talking about a case of it where there's nobody else that can bury her except the husband. What about the townspeople? They're not going to bury. Why? Because you're going to call them, they're not coming. Because they don't have a Yerusha. So we still don't have a proof. How do you know that the rabbis can be okay davar? Torah. So the Gemara says, Ve'ochelet begino terumah. Oh, that's the proof. Because bottom line is, Kedushin Rabbanan, she's able to eat terumah. Oh, so you see what? The rabbis are okay davar min haTorah, because really, min haTorah she can't eat terumah. Because it's terumah, it's only a Kedushin Rabbanan. Oh, and what are we saying? But ochelet terumah. So the Gemara says, Mitrumah Rabbanan. That what it says she's able to eat terumah is only terumah Rabbanan. So therefore the rabbis were not okay or something from the Torah in that case as well. So we haven't proven yet or seen a case that the Hachamim are able to be okay a davar min haTorah. We gave a monetary case that was Yerusha, but that really works with the rules of Hefker Bedin Hefker. We tried to bring a proof from Tum'ah. We said no, that was talking about a case where she's a mit mitzvah. We tried to bring a proof from the fact that we're allowing her to eat terumah. We answered no, she's only eating terumah mit Rabbanan. Therefore, they're not okay davar min haTorah. Therefore, we're still leaving it a question. How do you know this law? Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Ve'amen.